Good morning. It's Wednesday. Amazon adds autonomous vehicles to its product line. Google steps up to the plate with threat actors and keeping track of them. And when you think about cybersecurity, well, sewage and water treatment are not necessarily things you think about, but this is becoming a real issue. They made the news.
This is the Insecurity Brief podcast. It features tech news and analysis throughout the world. This podcast is made possible through advertising and listeners like you. If you can't donate, please share this program. We depend on you.
TechCrunch.com released an article by Kirsten Korosek. Amazon Zoox is expanding autonomous vehicle operations testing to Seattle. So Amazon has bought Zoox, which is an autonomous vehicle startup, and the company is opening an office in Seattle and has a goal to create 450 new jobs in 2021. Right now, the company only has 1,300 people. And they have offices in a couple of different cities, or they're doing autonomous tests in San Francisco, Las Vegas, and Foster City, California. Amazon and Zoox still operate completely separately, even though they're not going to be housed on Amazon's office campus. So, what do you think about autonomous driving,
Chris? I think that autonomous driving is going to kill the car industry, and I've said this quite a few times. I mean, right now, we're in this closed loop where we have car manufacturers that are selling us extremely expensive, really overpriced hardware that we either can afford to purchase or we can't afford to purchase, so we lease. And basically cost in a lot of times 25%, sometimes 50% of the cost of having a home. In other words, the cost of housing and the cost of moving around have systematically risen so that they are attributed to each other. In other words, you can't have a home in most places in the United States in a place where you don't have a car. Autonomous vehicles are going to make it so that we don't have to buy a vehicle. Can you imagine having an app on your phone and having a car anytime you want, like an Uber that's autonomous, and you pay per mile or you pay for the trip using Uber's thing, but the car shows up, it takes you to your destination, and then it drops you there. It doesn't wait for you. You just call up another one to go to your next location or go back home if you want to go shopping or you want to. We waste so much money. We waste so much money on buying cars that we leave parked in our driveway 90% of its life. It gets old, and then we got to pay maintenance for it if you buy it. And right now, cars, you buy a brand new car in this pandemic, you can actually reuse cars cost more than brand new ones because there are so few new ones because of the chip shortage. So my question is really, if you can afford to buy a car and you could afford to have any kind of car, I'd rather have a Mercedes pick me up and take me to the grocery store. Or am I going to really want a little crappy Hyundai or Ford or Chevy, whatever the cheapest thing that they have, the runaround? These are the choices. And what I mean by killing manufacturing is that this is the plan, if you want to understand transportation, the plan is that humans don't drive, we have computers that drive. What do you think?
Well, I think that autonomous driving is actually a national security problem, because what happens when an autonomous car is hacked? What happens when a fleet of autonomous cars is hacked? What happens then? And a malicious actor is controlling where they drive. I mean, that is a threat to human life, to property, to the country. So these things scare me. I have concerns about this types of things. I understand why they want to do it. But when are humans going to learn that being lazy and wanting robots to do the things that we want to do is only going to lead to some sort of peril?
Well, there's always that. Yeah, well said.
Thank you.
It's an inevitability that we're going to have autonomous things. Right now, as you're listening to this, they're talking about trucker shortage, and AI is going to save them by sending trucks fitted with AI. These guys are working overtime right now. AI is so hot and so huge that they want to put semis loaded with goods to run across the country because there's just not enough people. So we'll see what this push brings with the trucking crisis that they brought right now. We'll see.
We appreciate your views. Feel free to reach out to us on Twitter for your comments and thoughts. TheHackerNews.com on October 14th released the story, Google, we're tracking 270 state-sponsored hacker groups from over 50 countries by Lavi Lakshman. So Google has just recently developed their own Google Threat Analysis Group, or TAG, and they're tracking APTs. They're tracking app groups. In the article, they discuss how they're tracking Fancy Bear App 28 from Russia and also App 35 from Iran, which has been nicknamed Charming Kitten, Phosphorus, or Newscaster.
Well, there's a lot of these threat actors that are out there. Curiously, though, none of the threat actors are app groups resonate from any of the West. It's always the East. Big surprise. No government here. Nothing to see. It's cool that Google and its power are getting into the threat game. I think that is a nice development because they have a lot of resource and they see a lot of stuff on the platform. And acting as a resource for threat is helpful to all of us. Microsoft, unfortunately, has been pulling the line, if you will. I believe wasn't SolarWinds actually brought out by Microsoft, and they get the badge for that in the back end. I mean, they got hit really hard by it, but wasn't that their threat group that discovered that? So, you know, these threat operations and these actors that are out there, there's another story that is coming up, not by us. We're not going to touch it because it gets into geopolitical threat actors, meaning that countries acting as right now, we have threat actors that are both state-sponsored and private. There are three different sets of threat actors. There's lone wolves. There's your people for profit that try to do something. Then there are threat actors that are loose-knit criminal gangs. these criminal gangs operate either in a structure by a single money person that is in control, or alternatively, they are very loosely aligned. The third type are state-sponsored, and they may appear as the other two, but it's actually backed by government and perpetrated by government. They may set somebody up and say, here are the tools, go hack this. You'll be cool. You can be the threat hunter. And here's a recipe to go attack the Pentagon or NASA, which, by the way, one of the NASA hacks I know for a fact was one of those. It was set up by a member of government. And the person that perpetrated the act ended up going to jail. And he had the skills, but he didn't know have the wherewithal to know that somebody set him up. What do you think?
Well, so, I mean, warnings mark that there's been a 33% increase from 2020 in attacks, you know, and I think that is it in the best interest of Google to develop its own, you know, threat analysis group to track down these guys that are attacking that our platform, that are attacking their clients, and to try to find the root of the problem, find the origin of these groups, of these attackers, at least the major ones that are disrupting their service, and to try and pass it along to government or law enforcement or Interpol or whoever to try to stop them so that they can have seamless services that they provide. So it is in their best interest to assist, in this case, really probably assisting law enforcement. And they're probably going to use AI because they are such pioneers in their AI development. And they're probably using AI to help track them and do some of these activities. So,
yeah, they probably are. And we would assume that they are anyway, but because the task is too large. I'm glad to see that these large corporations actually are stepping up and taking the responsibility, because to be a member on the network isn't just about providing services and being a consumer. If you're going to be on the network and you're going to share anything worth anything on social media, you are a member of the internet. You're a member of a very large club of a billion folks out there. Billions of us use these services. And when we have these groups or silos that try to control everything that we do, everything that we see, everything that we perceive that we know, there's a responsibility to protect us. And by having companies exist in our ecosystem that only are for their own good and for their own profit, are not beneficial to us. They're a detriment. At least that's my view.
Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. DarkReading.com has released an article by Dark Reading staff, U.S. water and wastewater facilities targeted in cyberattacks, feds warn. So CISA, FBI, NSA, they all released an advisory and defense practices to help thwart ongoing attacks on IT and OT networks. But now wastewater and U.S. water, this is so scary. Okay, I mean, what is left for them not to be targeting an attack? I quote, they say this activity, which attempts to compromise system integrity via unauthorized access, threatens the ability of water and wastewater systems, facilities to provide clean, portable water to effectively manage the wastewater of their communities. The alert said, this is scary. We need to drink water. We need water.
Yeah, we do.
That's the number one thing we need to live.
And this is a problem with most of the, quote, infrastructure. When we're talking about key infrastructure, why in the hell is it on the internet to begin with?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. The SCADA attacks and the SCADA vulnerabilities have gone on, at least from my own knowledge, for at least 15 years or longer, you know? It's like when the internet first began, they all just threw the stuff to connect it in order to manage it, and they never thought about security, and it's just still sitting there.
Yeah, and really, the best solution, this is a thing. There is an electric company, the electric infrastructure. Let's talk about the difference of infrastructures right now. We got water and we got power and we have all these things, and they're all interconnected using one system. The military, our military and the military in other nations have a separate division. They have a separation between our network and the network on the outside. And all the militaries of the world have built their own network. Why is, and you should ask this from your local politicians all the way to your own municipalities, why is there not a separate network for the utilities? They need to be.
That's a great point.
They need to be in their own network. Network switches have come down in price so that literally you could have a Wi-Fi network in your own home with your own devices plugged into it for less than $50. Okay? When we're talking about these big infrastructure projects and packages and routers and things, this equipment has come dramatically down in price, from $50,000 to $5,000, sometimes less than $100 for a lot of this key equipment. Now, the equipment that is currently out there, I went to a demonstration of utility at a HackerCon called MassScan, which scans the entire internet for an open port. So the guy on stage literally does a mass scan and picks a IP address out that has VNC running on it. He opens it up, and it was a switching center for a water pump at a water facility in upstate New York. So why is that sitting on the internet open on VNC for anybody to tamper with?
Yeah, no, the SCADA attacks that I have seen are just horrifying. You don't want to know. You don't want to know what is out there, what is available. I mean, for me, when I hear these types of advisories, what I think about is our foreign enemies, and I think about how are they just picking off the plots of vulnerabilities across the country for like one massive attack? I'm afraid. This makes me afraid.
Yeah, well, it's the thing about running wire is you can't run a new wire between your home and your neighbor. You're not allowed in most stances. And if you want to run it 45 miles from you or 20 miles from you and you want to run a new wire, well, the utilities actually control the poles, meaning the electric company and now a phone company. So they can build their own infrastructure. We have the ability to run our own infrastructure and build it separate from the internet at the pole level, at the physical layer, because physical layer is where real protection takes place. If you want to have a secure computer and you want secure data, unplug it from the internet. Never hook it to the internet. In fact, I tell people when you want to have a secure banking thing and you got to use the internet, use a separate device that doesn't have social media on it and turn the thing off when you're not using it. I mean, these are common sense. Why technology? Why utilities don't do this simple process of unplugging is beyond me. I don't get it. I really do not get it. Okay, thank you very much. I'm Tripp, and you have a great afternoon or whatever it is that you're doing.
I'm Honey.
Till next time.